constitutional amendment backed by Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost to set up a way to distribute opioid settlement money through a statewide foundation won't go before voters in March. That's according to the Republican and Democratic leaders of the House, who would have to approve the proposal by next week. Democratic House Leader Amelia Sykes says taking away lawmakers' role in appropriating money is problematic, but she says local communities filed these opioid lawsuits because the AG did not.
To come in at the 11th hour and say, we're going to come grab the money, we're going to tell you how to appropriate it when this administrative function never happened in the first place, is a totally ridiculous exercise of judgment.
Speaker Larry Householder points out that fellow Republican Dave Yost wasn't the only AG who could have filed lawsuits, and that he is concerned that settlement money could be squandered, but there's not enough time for this proposal.
It's not going to make the primary.
So what happens then?
I think he needs a new plan.
The proposal would have to pass both the House and Senate by December 18th to make the March ballot. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.